With Valley Public Radio News, I'm Joe Moore. President Obama visited the Central Valley today in a whirlwind tour, delivering a speech this afternoon at the Los Banos farm of Joe Del Bosque to announce his proposal for emergency drought relief. He says that while the lack of rain and snow is a concern to the Central Valley, it's also a national issue.
California is our biggest economy. California is our biggest agricultural producer. So what happens here matters to every working American, right down to the cost of food that you put on your table.
The president arrived in Fresno at around 2:40 this afternoon aboard Air Force One. He was accompanied by Senators Barbara Boxer and Dianne Feinstein, as well as Fresno Congressman Jim Costa. After landing at the Fresno Yosemite International Airport and briefly meeting with Fresno Mayor Ashley Swearingen, the president and his delegation boarded helicopters and flew to a water facility near Firebaugh. There, the president took part in a roundtable discussion with local ag leaders, farm workers, and environmental groups. He says that while the state's water politics are complicated, the drought has brought consensus about one key issue.
You know, one of the great things about that town hall that I just came out of, not everybody agreed on anything, except people did agree that we can't keep on doing business as usual.
As part of the president's drought relief package, $100 million will be made available to Valley ranchers who are struggling to feed their herds. Another $60 million will go to area food banks, and the USDA will launch 600 summer lunch sites for Valley kids. The president will also direct around $20 million to help farmers with everything from water conservation to soil erosion protection. The administration is also directing federal agencies to allow what it calls greater operational flexibility in the way California's water projects are managed. That's a similar concept to what's proposed in a bill by Senators Barbara Boxer and Dianne Feinstein, which would also bring $300 million in aid to the Valley. The president says he hopes Congress will take action on a proposal.
And I hope that Congress considers the legislation that they've crafted soon, work through some of the concerns that have been expressed. Let's make sure that we're getting some short-term relief to folks, but also long-term certainty for people who are going to be harmed by this drought.
One key part of the president's message today centered on climate change.
Droughts have obviously been a part of life out here west in the West since before any of us were around. And water politics in California have always been complicated. But scientific evidence shows that a changing climate is going to make them more intense. Scientists will debate whether a particular storm or drought reflects patterns of climate change. But one thing that is undeniable is that changing temperatures influence drought in at least three ways.
They include more rainfall and extreme downpours, a change in the mix of precipitation resulting in less snow and more rain, and more evaporation. That move drew criticism from Republican members of the House who passed their own drought relief bill earlier this month. It would relax Delta pumping restrictions and roll back rules protecting the endangered Delta ecosystem. The White House opposes that bill, and most consider it dead on arrival in the U.S. Senate. House GOP Whip Kevin McCarthy of Bakersfield says the president's proposal won't help Valley farmers receive water they've contracted for, and the focus on global warming is misplaced. The president closed his speech with a call for bipartisanship and past efforts at building water infrastructure in California, referencing President John F. Kennedy, who in 1962 traveled to Los Banos to speak at the groundbreaking of the San Luis Reservoir with current Governor Jerry Brown's father, Governor Pat Brown.
If we were able to do that then, we should be able to do it now. It's just a matter of us making sure that we're not putting politics ahead of trying to get things working.
After leaving Fresno, the president plans to fly to Palm Springs, where he will meet with Jordan's King Abdullah II. For Valley Public Radio News, I'm Joe Moore.